This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A Democrat in Texas has been convicted of harvesting votes for Joe Biden. Yep. Surprise, surprise, right? Welcome, everybody, to Kevin Jackson Network's What You're Listening To. Let's see if the social media Gestapo will actually allow stories like that to be reported, or if the lamestream media will even cover a story like this. But here's the story, folks. Recently, the Texas State Attorney General had Raquel Rodriguez arrested on 4 felonies for voter fraud. Undercover investigators caught her red-handed admitting she broke election law to help elect Biden. Project Veritas released several videos of Rodriguez, who refers to herself as Rachel, bragging about breaking the law. She also mentioned that she has politicians of both parties in my pocket. That's a quote, in my pocket. Here's the clip of Rachel extolling the virtues of voter fraud for the state of Texas.
These Republicans want to help Biden too?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm getting paid to do. My people are undercover because some of them are Republicans, some of them are Democrats. So some of my Republicans are precinct chairs that cannot be known because they can get kicked out, but they want to help the Biden.
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So 55,000 off your 5,000 votes confidence in eager Biden.
That's right.
Cash.
So I have a state rep. I have a senator right now. I'm talking to my pocket. State rep, senator, judges. I respect you. You're going to own me. Okay? Just remember what I'm doing.
She's okay with that.
Yeah, who is it?
Got Pete in the pocket.
Like model right now. So he was paying me $5,000 a month, and now he's paying me $8,000 a month.
So you have to pay you $700 cash just to take care of that.
You take care of it. Everybody else would have paid me $3,000. She didn't have it. She just got screwed.
Right. Instead of $3,000, you got $700.
So what does she owe me? Favors. She do. Produce.
So it's not fair to have a chief judge?
I've got three Democrats, three Republicans. You're talking between $5 to $8 per vote. I'm just letting you know. You have an idea. And I'm going to bring $3,500 to the plate.
Okay.
Countywide. Mm-hmm. So I know what I'm bringing to the plate countywide. So that's like $28,000.
So those three judges that I'm talking about, and that's Renee Yonta, Nicole Garza, right, they're paying me $3,500, me $3,500, to make sure that their name is on the ballot.
So roughly for the city council race for 21, we're looking...
He's going to get 5 and I'm going to get 7, so 56, plus that's 14, and that's 10.
$71,000. And how do you want it?
Cash.
Folks, that's our system. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Rachel Rodriguez talking about voter fraud. And by the way, she's part of an industry. There are Rachel Rodriguez's in every major city, and there are multiple versions of her. Multiples. Oh my gosh, man. Republicans want to help Biden. You know what I caught from that? She says, that's exactly what I'm getting paid to do. Folks, we have been infiltrated by fake Republicans. And you know how you can find out? Go to their Facebook pages, go to their Twitter feeds, and you can find out if they're real or they're fake. If there's anything we should have learned from all of this, was how dirty the system is and who to root out. And we could do it. We could change it. It is a dirty, corrupt system. As I watch something like this, I'm thinking about, this is Project Veritas, folks. One guy, Hannah Giles and James O'Keefe, And now Hannah's in the, you know, gone and gotten married and what have you. But James O'Keefe is now taking over this. And he goes and infiltrates the Democrats, finds a Rachel. Why didn't our government do this? Why hasn't somebody infiltrated every single major population and said, we got moles all over. If you want to cheat, do it at your own risk. You're going to prison. Do you think that nobody knows what happened with Dominion? That's a whistleblower. This is why I keep coming back to, Lord, why can't we? Or I pray that there's 35,000 people surrounding D.C. to lock in the politicians and get them arrested. A mass arrest. I can't even tell you the smile that would be on my face to watch a shocked Adam Schiff get told, you're going to prison. We know what you did. Your little sorry butt is going to prison. And Jerry Nadler, I'd love to see those two just crying. Comey. Whoa. Man, right now, if I had one wish and they said, Kevin, you could have whatever you want. I could wish for riches. I guess can't wish for more wishes. You know how that works. I would wish that Donald Trump gets his second term, and I don't know if this fits as falls as a second wish, but that everybody who cheated America over the past decades gets found out and punished appropriately. That would be my wish. What would yours be? That's what I'd want. Massive voter fraud by Rachel Rodriguez, Raquel. She's telling us you can't trust Democrats or Republicans. She says, I have a state rep. I have a senator. I have judges. They're begging me to get on the ballot. They're giving me $5 to $8 per vote. And let me tell you what's happening with the Democratic Party, folks. They don't like Rachel. They're done with the people like that. They are tired of being beholden to the Stacey, what's her face? You know, a big chick, big black chick out of Georgia. They're tired of them. See, they gain power when they can get those votes like that. That's why they got the Dominion people in the game. Because now they got one purse to go to. They pay them. End of story. They don't have to kiss butt on special interests. It's just, here's our machines. You get our machines in, we manipulate it for you. Yep. She's in the reddest state in one of the, Texas. In case you're wondering why all these states go purple, and you're asking yourself, how is it that we can be so right on principle, so right in everything that we do, and we don't seem to make any traction? Raquel Rodriguez is explaining.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How do you guys feel about all this declassifying of the documents and stuff now, the FBI documents? I'm like, what's the big deal? I mean, should have been done a year ago? 2 years ago? Now we get this huge dump. And it was a WikiLeaks dump, too. I don't know if it was legit. You got to look it up and figure it out for yourselves. But we get this huge dump and no time to look it over? And what about the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, going, here's a report, again, that China interfered in our elections. All this is coming to a head here very soon because people are still wondering, is Trump going to do the Insurrection Act and take over? What are all these troops really in D.C. for? I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I hope and pray that Donald Trump has fooled, because you guys know what I've been saying. I've been saying Donald Trump has the nuclear button to push on this election, and I want him to push that button. I think the Democrats really fear this. I wouldn't care if it threw the country into the, quote, civil war. Bring it. That's why we got military. That's why we have police. That's how we restore order. And if Donald Trump has all the proof that he alluded to when we were talking about his call with the state of Georgia, where he says, guys, you could end up in trouble over this. I talked about it. I truly believed that Donald Trump was setting him up. But look, all I'm telling you is, it's a lot. If all this is happening, because I think he made X number of pardons today or something. I don't know all the details. It's not for me to know. Too much information flowing for one brother to have to try to explain it all to you. But anyway, I hope that in the next few hours, something dramatic happens. And Trump says, well, while we have all this military here, I meant to tell you, we didn't build these fences to keep people out. We brought these fences in the military to keep people in, because I'm arresting all of D.C. Yeah, baby. Woo! I would be jubilant. The rest of the country would be, too. So that's what should happen. But the declassifications. Here's what this: the remaining FBI documents on Russian collusion show the entire narrative was created, faked, then leaked to the news media to neutralize Hillary Clinton's concern that her email scandal hadn't gone away. This was from Just the News, John Solomon. Tell us what we already know, Captain Obvious. We already know that was part of it. Now we get validation of the validation of the validation. Congratulations to us from the Office of the Redundancy Department. Office. You get it? We do all this. We know Christopher Steele, what he said. Solomon wanted to say this. There are things that the FBI's tried to keep from the public for 4 years. So we got all this information of what they did. Who's going to jail? Kevin Kleinsmith? Is he still the only guy? Where's Durham's report over all this nonsense? What did AG Barr actually accomplish? He says, this is what Christopher Steele says. The reason I leaked is because I needed to help Hillary Clinton cover up her email problem. So I leaked to turn the attention to Donald Trump. Those are his words. We spent $40 million knowing this. Why aren't congressmen going to prison? So when there was a huge dump. I looked at the documents and went, let me tell you what happened to me. My brain fried because I was like, there are at least, I mentioned this the other day, there are at least five major scandals that are part of this dump. Why don't you do this earlier? You think the Biden-Harris and whatever farce is going to investigate any of this? You think that the media is going to care about it? You think that Congress is going to open up investigations on any of this crap? They control it all. It's so silly. And it makes me wonder. This is where I go back to why Republicans just drive me crazy. They hack me off. Whew. It's insanity. Boy, I'm thinking about this. I don't know if you guys have been going out. I've been going out, you know, grocery store, etc., seeing people not wearing masks, not getting as many people giving you the looks and calling you out. Now they want you to go back to the schools, etc. Life's going back to normal. We'll talk more about that. I mentioned it earlier, though. So, you think that they're going to cover any of this stuff? The Democrats, if they do manage to get into power, will know within hours, man. Woo, fingers crossed. If QAnon is legit. But we'll know. And the question is, are we going to cover any of this? Is Trump leaking this so he can say, that's the tip of the iceberg? Now, here's the rest of it. Because it really just upsets me more than it makes me go, ooh, look at this, look at this, look at this. Because I know how things work in D.C. I know what they're trying to pull. Too little, too late. But will it put a serious dent in Biden's administration, maybe the Democratic Party? Don't know. Maybe these Trump dumps will cause people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and James Comey, et cetera, to get off their you know, put their butts in a sling? Maybe so. Here's what Comey had to say about Donald Trump. This will crack you up.
I obviously think he belongs in jail, but I don't think pursuing that is in the best interest of the entire nation. So I think the wiser decision would be not to pursue him. But whatever you do, the next president, Joe Biden, should explain it to the American people. Be transparent about why you're doing what you're doing.
Do you think Joe Biden should pardon Trump as Ford did Nixon?
I don't know. He should consider it. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump, he's not a genius, but he might figure out that if he accepts a pardon, that's an admission of guilt, the United States Supreme Court has said. So I don't know that he would accept a pardon, but as part of healing the country and getting us to a place where we can focus on things that are going to matter over the next 4 years, I think Joe Biden's going to have to at least think about that.
Yep, the Democrats like to float the idea. Well, I think he should offer him a pardon. I mean, like it's an olive branch. Hey, Jim Comey, let me explain. Innocent people don't want a pardon. Trump's not going to need a pardon. They want you to believe that, oh, he better watch out. He's done so many things wrong. Watch the precedent, people. Watch the precedent. It reminds me of when my dad was living with my uncle, and my uncle accused me of stealing from him when his wife was my employer and paid me my check. I just put the money in my pocket, and my dad came out to me like he was going to pay off my debt to my uncle. And I said, man, you must be a clown. I don't steal, number one. And why would you want to, you know, I wasn't a thief, and I wasn't going to accept the idea that somebody accused me of being a thief.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally,
including with the workforce, this committee, and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Millions of Americans are getting their coronavirus vaccine, but scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation. The FBI issuing a warning about those who are selling fake COVID-19 vaccines online. They previously warned of scam artists that were selling phony test kits for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. A tit-for-tat taking place in Washington, D.C. as President Trump issues an executive order.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Conservative book publisher Regnery announced they will publish a new book by Senator Josh Hawley on censorship by big tech. Last week, publisher Simon & Schuster dropped the title with Hawley after he objected to the certification of Pennsylvania's election results. Regnery president and publisher Thomas Spence saying the warning in his book about censorship obviously could not be more urgent. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness! I could do a whole show on this next topic. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are a network. We have so many things going on, so many cool things. We've got this new streaming site, the Flick Fest. .com, THEFLICKFEST.com. Festival winning films, other independent films, stuff that I promise you, you will get a real kick out of watching. Great stuff. Hope you'll check it out. Tell a few friends. We've got a few advertisers that we're going to be putting on the program. We've got a lot of things, a lot of changes coming. Good stuff. And I want to thank my operations person and branding person, Angie, won't say her last name. I don't want to get anybody in trouble for dealing with Kevin Jackson, but Angie for all of her hard work and for her family loaning her to us, hopefully forever. I think we're going to be good friends with those folks. But anyway, I could talk about this topic coming up for a long time. Because, see, it's part of the problem in America. What was supposed to be, what, the fourth estate or the fifth estate or whatever, the press, is no longer the press. They don't care about us. They lie to us. And we relied on one source of press that we thought, man, these guys will help us out. They will, you know, they will do the right thing. And they didn't. Fox News. I don't call them Fox News. Well, I want you to understand I'm calling them FOCK, F-O-C-K, Snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E. See, because that's what I do when I watch their programs. What? What was I talking about? What was I talking about? Yeah, I fall asleep. Oh, Kevin, they have some good programming. I mean, Sean Hannity. Let me tell you about Sean. Sean abandoned me with a quickness once I was fired from Fox. I haven't done Sean's radio show. You would think they're not tied together. Sean and I were personal friends. But no, you can't be personal friends once Fox News fires you because it might impact him, who is a very wealthy guy. Look, I don't have any issue other than here's what I'll tell you. If I was working at Fox News and Sean Hannity got fired and I had a radio show, I'd still have Sean on. I'd still have Sean to my house. I wouldn't be like, well, who's that guy? You know? But no, Sean doesn't do that. I'm just telling you. I'm not calling anybody out by telling you the truth. You're either principled or you're not. And I'm not saying you can't you know, go against a principle for whatever reason. I'm not saying, but if something is a core belief, like, for example, this person's never done anything to me. They haven't violated any code of ethics that I have. So they will still be my friend. It would be like finding out your friend got fired from his job because he missed too many days because he was taking care of his kid or whatever, for whatever reason. Oh, I can't talk to him anymore for this reason. Shut up. That's just stupid. So, yeah, it's not like I walk around going, man, Sean Hannity sucks or whatever. I'm just saying, you're either principled or you're not. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not principle. Even if you call me up and says, hey, Kev, so here's the deal. When you get fired, but these guys, it's really, you know, it's very touch and go. It's very political. I'll give you an example of politics and Fox. If you go on, for example, Sean Hannity's show, then he gets mad if you go on Tucker. You hear what I'm saying? That's how political it can be. They will fight over you. Like, you can't do this or do that. Now, I don't think they do it for everybody, but they did it for me. I'll talk about that in a bit. But anyway, here's the deal. Fox News is in the news because of their ratings. And you can sum their ratings up in two words. Dead last. And I have two reasons to celebrate this. One I've already discussed a bit, which is they fired me. And it was a big mistake. They fired me because I made a truthful tweet about Blasey Ford and Swetnick. I think her name was Julie Swetnick. And I typed that they were lying skanks for accusing Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of unbelievable acts from 35 years ago when he was a teenager. Easily disprovable. They're scrubbing their histories because they don't want anybody looking at their histories, and they've got a complicit Democratic Party, and you witnessed them firsthand. You had Cory Booker and Kamala Harris laughing at the destruction of a good guy, and you had the entirety of the Democratic Party trying to destroy a man because he lived a good life and rose to the degree where President Trump and others recognize his jurisprudence. I think that's absolutely detestable. So anyway, I was right about those women. There was one other one too, but she ended up going into the woodworks smartly because she finally figured out this is not worth it. Now, where are these women? Are they back out there? No, you won't even hear anything from them. So anyway, I get fired. Fox demanded that I apologize for the tweet, and I told them to go have sex with themselves. I don't apologize for tweeting or any other means of communicating the truth. So they called me right after the phone call. Well, they didn't call me. They called me, and then right after that, they fired me. Literally within a minute of that phone call. Now, they knew the truth already, but they certainly learned it. For those who don't want to admit that I was right, they certainly learned the truth. Because Swetnick and Blasey Ford are not honorable people. And then Fox News puts out a memo that says, my actions were reprehensible. And they didn't offer me my job back either. Well, my actions were not reprehensible because the truth is not reprehensible. But it was their white feminist privilege to exercise when Suzanne Scott, the CEO of Fox, had Lauren Peterson fire me. It was their prerogative. And I don't have any problem with that. It was a huge mistake on their part. Because when I was on Fox, I brought truth. I brought it every time. People remember my interviews because of the way I dealt with Fox, and I dealt with, speaking the truth about this stuff. And I'm not bragging, but I was on point in my interviews. I spoke honestly, truthfully. I had knowledge to back up my positions. I dared anybody to debate me, and millions of people love my work. And even after the 2+ years that I've been gone, I'm recognized by people who remember my work at Fox News. Now, people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you miss it? No. I don't miss it. I don't miss the paycheck, substantial money. I don't miss it. I will not sell my principle
for any amount of money. And for those who were out there, man, Kev, I'm scared. You know, if you're scared, then guess what? No offense, you're just not as principled. And I'm not. It's not a contest. I get it. Some of you are like, man, I got to pay these bills. I got kids. I get it. I do too. I had all the trappings of everything that you describe. But you know what the difference was? I wasn't going to sell out. I wasn't going to go, okay, well, I'll take it back. Nope. I'd be doing my four sons a disservice, my four other adopted sons a disservice, and every man who walked the face of the earth, everybody with his genitalia that hangs on the outside, would be disserviced by me selling out. Wasn't going to do it. So anyway, I choose now to dance on Fox's rotting corpse. Now, the second reason why I celebrate the demise of Fox News is it's a demise I predicted elsewhere, and it's back to reason one. No, I'm kidding. There is a second reason why I celebrate this. It's the survival of the fittest. See, what I and a bunch of other people know of the people running the show at Fox News is, in a word, incompetence. See, you don't let go of good people because you get a social media firing back at you going, Kevin Jackson needs to be fired, or so-and-so needs to be fired. And while I love Dan Bongino, we're buddies, he can't save your network. It takes a lot of things that have to go right to save your network. And look, I've been talking about this for quite some time. As a management consultant, I told this very audience years ago, Fox is dead man walking. I'll tell you this, Twitter, I'm going to be talking about them, dead man walking. I told you guys, I don't know who listens to the, we have the archives. I told you less than 3 years ago, Fox News would be in big trouble. In 2 to 5 years, they would not be the dominant cable channel. I said it with my own mouth on this program. Why did I say that? Because I know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. The not-so-conservative leftist feminist control network is learning a cruel lesson. We'll get to it in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have not 1 ounce of sympathy for Fox News. Not an ounce. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the radio part of what we do. Not 1 ounce. When I got hired at Fox, it was a great... In fact, I'll tell you the quick story. So I go to... They called me up to go on Megyn Kelly's show like within 30 minutes of her broadcasting, somebody skipped out. So they said, Kevin, can you get there? I live 7 minutes from the studio. I said, yep. I dry shaved in my car, threw on a jacket. put a tie on, went there, didn't even know the topic. I mean, they're putting me in the chair, putting makeup on me. I don't know the topic. This is, I hear 1 minute, and I go, be nice to have a topic. And they go, yeah, Kevin, we're trying to get there. We're trying to get there. And they're still powdering me down and everything. Go, boom, I hear Megan start to do her show. And I find out the topic on the fly. And I knock it out of the park. And Megan called me and said, Kevin, thank you so much. You're one of the only people I know who could actually do this, make this happen. And I said, well, then make sure you put in a good word for me with the management team. Well, after that, I sent a note to Bill Stein. I said, Bill, if I can do that for Megan Kelly, want the top show at the time, you better give me a contract. He goes, yep, let's get you to New York. And then I met with Roger Ailes, and Roger had his dossier prepared on me. And here's what he said. You guys can believe this or not. It isn't me bragging about myself. He says, Kevin, you're one of the most talented pundits. Essentially, he says, one of the most talented pundits today. He couldn't say more positive things about me. And here's what he says to me. I am proud to make you an offer to join the Fox family. That's what he said. After telling me that, he just singing my praises about my work. And he had all my little hits up on his, he had like 12 screens in his office. And he had my hits up where he'd been looking at me and he's like, man, you are spectacular. I mean, he couldn't say enough positive things. So anyway, he was fair and balanced was his mantra during the Ailes era. And objectivity was the ultimate goal of the network truth. Now, Fox abandoned this and as they started purging some of the successful men from the lineup. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I don't care if you get rid of O'Reilly or Eric Bowling. Eric, and I'm friends with both. I don't care if you get rid of them. If you make the decision that we want younger, we want fresher, whatever. That guess out with the old, in with the new. Everybody does it. And quite frankly, I was positioning for a show before I got fired. I mean, they were talking about it. We were talking about it. I wasn't like going, please give me a show, please give me a show. But I was like, yeah, I'd love to do it because I think you need new blood. I think you need somebody to shake things up. So Tucker was being considered, me and others. They stole a show from me and tried it on Fox Nation, and it failed miserably because why? Well, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't producing it. But anyway, here's the point. All of this abandonment has led to Fox just getting crushed. These are the Nielsen ratings. CNN and MSNBC both have higher ratings than Fox. The first time since 2000, as their viewership boomed during the, quote, storming of the Capitol. They saw their viewership soar. Both of them. Now, you would think, well, all of them, Fox is the leader, the number one in cable news is what their catchphrase would be for a long time. Well, not anymore. I'm not going to give you the numbers because it's boring, but just say this. CNN and MSNBC beat Fox on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days in a row. It hasn't happened in 20 years. Yeah. Well, get used to it. It's just like Facebook. It's just like Twitter, etc. The three networks were the most watched, and Fox was number three. CNN and MSNBC led Fox News in all the key demographics. Embarrassing numbers, folks. They said Wednesday, the day of the siege, was the most watched in CNN's history and MSNBC's highest rated week ever. That's not saying much. The owners at Fox News, they have the answer. The answer is you dump your management team. You stop jumping on the fake news bandwagon because you can't compete with fake news. You had a loyal audience who invested in you, and now they're abandoning you. And let me tell you about what's happening right now and is with this whole social media and media thing that's going on with conservatives. It is the first time I can tell you that we are not coming back. This new media has emerged and the left calls this media conservative. But let me tell you what this new media is. It's not conservative. It's truth media. It's the media that's been lacking for decades, because there's been no journalism for decades. And Trump recognizes this new truth. And you just watch. Watch as these media outlets continue to gain traction. Not only the media outlets, but the social media outlets. And meanwhile, Fox News will be on a death march. The other cable news networks, they're going to get their ratings. They're going to get their red meat people. But these other guys are going to start. Somebody will emerge and become dominant. It may be two or three. It may be two or three, quote, truth or conservative networks that beat every other network combined. I mean, in other words, the top three will be conservative networks. Then the next two will be MSNBC and CNN. Without a fraction of the infrastructure and so on. Could be more. The bad news, folks, for Fox Pat in the post-Roger Ailes era. See, this is what happens when feminists take over. Well, anything. And just to be clear, conservative women know how to run organizations. They run them like, well, men. But see, that's not what leftist women do, a.k.a. the men-hating feminists. No, these women keep tweaking the model that the man made. And that's what the Fox News feminists chose to do. So now Fox is saying, we're going to revamp. Yeah, man, we have the answer. Suzanne Scott, the president of Fox, said, I got it. We got it here. Yeah, I understand what's going on. So they're going to revamp the daytime schedule and launch a new opinion program at 7 p.m., which previously housed the news-focused show called The Story. That was Martha McCallum's show. And I love how they explained these changes. Here's what they said. As part of the changes, many of Fox News Channel's best daytime anchors will find themselves leading new time slots and shows. Harris Faulkner, who hosts 2 hours from noon to 2 p.m., will now anchor the 11 a.m. slot, as well as her noon program, Outnumbered. So Harris is the anchor now of this slot. It used to come on after Outnumbered. They called it the After Outnumbered or something like that. Bill Hemmer, who took over the 3 p.m. slot that was previously anchored by Shepard Smith, is going to return to co-anchoring the network's first 2 hours of programming at 9 a.m., and they're pairing him with Dana Perino. John Roberts, Sandra Smith, are going to co-anchor 2 hours in the early afternoon, and Martha McCallum's going to move her show back to 3 p.m., the previous hour that Bill Hemmer had. So Harris Faulkner gets to work a little harder. But what's interesting about these other innovative solutions, Hammer's going to go back into his role during the Roger Ailes era. They added the Bush era Dana Perino with Hemmer to doom that time slot. And the Sandra Smith goes from her morning slot, and she's going to partner with John Roberts in the spot where anchors go to die. And finally, Martha McCallum gets demoted to the Bill Hemmer slot that he couldn't save. That's their innovative solution. Reshuffling the deck. Same people, different slots. I get it. It was the time slots, Scooby-Doo. That's what did it. It was the one-armed man. What Fox News validated for millions of people is that personalities don't carry the network. They don't carry the ratings. See, the Roger Ailes methodology worked. It carried the network. And just about any talking head could be put in with a modicum of talent because Roger Ailes knew what he was doing. And what this new management team that's not so new anymore figured out is that the audience is sophisticated enough to know what it likes, and it likes the truth in media. And when Fox decided to follow in the fake news footsteps of everybody else, they paid the price. Get used to these words, Fox News. Dead last.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.